Are plants tricking insects into taking their nectar? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kate Goodrich, associate professor of biology at Widener University, explores.
I'm investigating the pollination biology of pawpaw, a Asimina triloba, a flowering tree that grows across eastern North America. The species belongs to an otherwise tropical plant family, and many of its tropical relatives have strongly scented flowers pollinated by beetles. The temperate pawpaw has had to vary this theme, with flowers emitting yeasty floral odors to attract mostly fermentation-loving flies. Fermentation volatiles are rare in floral scent blends of a typical flower, and the flies that pollinate pawpaw flowers are not typical flower-loving flies in search of pollen and nectar. We're working to determine whether this pollination system is a case of floral mimicry, a pollination strategy where floral features, such as scent and color, advertise something not actually offered by the flower. The pollinating insect is fooled into visiting the flower under false pretenses, hopefully more than once, in order to move pollen from one flower to another. To demonstrate this in pawpaw, we would need to show that the pollinating flies are in fact expecting a different resource when they investigate the flower. In our research, we're seeking fermenting substrates that co-occur with blooming pawpaw trees at our field site in spring to see how well the floral scent chemistry matches the odor blends from these substrates. We're also collecting insects attracted to these fermenting substrates to see how well they match the insects identified as pollinators. This work addresses interesting questions about how convincing a flower's characteristics must be in order to fool flies into visiting them when they're seeking a pile of fermenting fruit or a leaky flow of fermenting tree sap upon which to feed or lay eggs. Understanding these systems helps us better understand the selective pressures which evolutionarily shape the amazing variety of floral features in plant species surrounding us, as well as the sensory perception of insects foraging for resources while trying to avoid deceptive rewardless flowers.
That was Kate Goodrich of Widener University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.